Okay, today's daf is Bechoros, daf Gimel. Bechoros, daf Gimel, as we started the Masechta yesterday, Baruch Hashem, and we are going to be four lines to the bottom, Tashma. If you remember, we are in the Sugya discussing, is one allowed to sell in Ubar a fetus of an animal to a non-Jew? Because we have the Machlokas and the Mishnayos and the Masechta Avodah Zarah. There are issues about selling Behema, gases to a non-Jew. What about if it has a broken leg? So Rabbi Yehuda allows that because you're not going to come to work it, and people aren't going to think that, oh, you're allowed to sell this one, you're allowed to sell any of them, even if they work, and it'll lead to lending them animals, and it'll come out that a Jew's animal works on Shabbos. All different discussions related to that. So, but the Gemara is specifically asking, what about an Ubar? Selling an Ubar, do we say that that also can't work, and therefore it should be Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Asur according to the Rabbanan? Or do we say no, that each of them might hold differently, that here in Ubar, this is the derech for an Ubar to be as it is. And therefore maybe it will be more of a problem. Or the Rabbanan might Matri here, because at least you're keeping the mother close to, and it's owned by you. Mashain came when it comes to the other case where you totally, separate it from your ownership. Okay, so that was the big discussion that we had that the Gemara is involved in also. The Gemara brought up, towards the bottom in the first couple of, wide lines, the Gemara brought up the issue of the Isser of having a shutfis with a non-Jew. Also to have a shutfis with a non-Jew, a partnership, because he might be, ultimately have to make a shvuah, an oath to you, and how is he going to swear? He's going to swear in the name of his avodah zarah, and that is not allowed, because the Torah says, lo yishama al picha, in Shmos Perachav Gimel, and that means, and Rashi explains that also on Chumash, that I'm not allowed to have a partnership or do anything which might ultimately lead to the avodah zarah's name being mentioned. Even if I'm not believing in it, but lo yisham al picha, shouldn't be heard through me because of my actions. So roes hanolad chazal asert having any partnerships with them. So the question is, ask Rabbeinu Tam here and in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Sama Gimel, both places where this comes up. So how is it that we have so many partnerships with the non-Jews? So in business, so it says Rabbeinu Tam right in the middle of this Tosfos, middle of the Tosfos Shema, Od Pirush Rabbeinu Tam Bizman Hazeh. What they say today, they don't really mean it. They're swearing in the name of their kachim, which probably means their priests, right, and not in the names of their a god. And even if they mention a shem shemayim, a real god's name, along with it, why? Because they do have God in mind. When they mention God also in the Seder, they also have real God in mind. And even though they're doing what's called shituf, they're believing in God plus Kadosh Baruch Hu and more. Ein kan lifnei ivel l'sitin mechshol. Still, there is no problem for you to do this and cause them to swear. Why? To b'nei Noach lo husaru al kach. Because b'nei Noach aren't muzhar on this. What does this mean? Pashtus, that means shituf. It means that a Jew is not allowed to believe in God plus, but a non-Jew, we know that the Shem and Mrs. b'nei Noach aren't all parallel, exactly Jew and non-Jew. There are different halachas for each. So it sounds like from Tosfos that a non-Jew, it's okay to believe in shituf. And therefore, it's not asur. And because today they don't just swear in the name of their avodah zarah, they swear in the name of their avodah zarah plus. So that is why the Tosfos says that there is no problem bizman hazeh. Right? According to this, it's not 100% clear, but it could be that this would be a machlokas between Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam says clearly that Christianity is avodah zarah. Clearly, he says it in a number of places. He writes it in letters. He writes it in the Mishnah Torah, in the censored editions that we know the Franco Rambam opened up all the censorship. Throughout the past couple hundred years, the Rambams that we've had for hundreds of years took out pieces in Hilchos Machalos Asuros and in Hilchos Malachim, and the Franco edition went back to the old Kisvei Yad and put them back in. And that's what the Rambam talks all about, Yeshua Notzri, and he talks about that he thinks Islam is not a avodah zarah, but Christianity is. But maybe if you hold that shituf is not usher for B'nai Noach, so maybe Tosfos is arguing with the Rambam. It's not 100% clear, because Christianity, they believe in God plus. right? The Trinity is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of the Chas V'Shalom, can't even say the words, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the triangle. So that's God plus. The Tosfos seems to say the Pashtus, Avagav Shebishtat, if Shebish Rav Adavar Acher, there's no Lifnei Iver because they are not Mitzuveh. The question is, does Tosfos really mean it? That's the Shaila. The Ramah assumes that Tosfos really means it. If you look in the Ramah, in Kufnun Vav, the Ramah says, for the Shulchan Aruch says, V'yizar milashtatef emakusim, Shemi yischayev lo shvua v'over mishum lo yisham alpicha. Ramah, V'yesh bekilim ba'asiyah shutfis emakusim bizman hazeh. Summer make a why? Mishum she'en akusim bizman hazeh, nishmai ba'avodas elilim. And even though it's shituf, einam nisharim al hashituf. Says the Beferish. Ron perakamad avodah zarah. Tosfos reish perakamad de bechoros. Ramal or bechoros. Right? So he says that's what it is. That's what he says. If you look in the Nosei Kelim here, that they quote the Nodeh Yehuda who can't believe that Tosfos ever said such a thing. You have to re-understand Tosfos. It can't be. It must be the Ar Mitzuveh and the Ramah. And Tosfos means something else. But that is the discussion of the machlokas and this issue of shituf imaakam. One other tshuva that is an interesting discussion the poskim have is: one allowed to make a church into a shul? It's a question that the Rav Moshe Feinstein deals with. Let's say the only place, the only real estate that you can get is an old church. It's not functioning anymore. Are you allowed to maybe make a church into a shul? So you might say, well, isn't that like making something that's like Dvar Avera being using it for a karbon? It's like Hakriveinu Nevelach HaSechet. It's disgusting. You're going to worship a Kadosh Baruch Hu here in this, right? It's mius. Or do you say that? No, you're being makadish the chol. You're taking something avodah zarish, and you're taking like a Mitzrayim. They took the set, which was the avodah zara of the Mitzrayim, and they were makrevit. So what do you say? So Rav Moshe in one shuva. Rav Moshe in says a hot today. Says the Binyan Tzion, Siman Samach Gimel. We'll get to Rav Moshe in a second. The Binyan Tzion, Rav Yaakov Atlinger says, Ashashal Mar Nero Yair. Where is this tshuva from? La Roche Beis Medrash, Harav Avram Eish, Kal Kadosh, Nayarak. Not sure where that is. Okay, Ki Nitchaku Rashi Beis HaMedrash, Liknos Lem Beis Bais, Lem Beis HaMedrash, Vlo Yuchlu Lahasik Rak Bais, Shedivne Bitchil Lem Beis Dira, Vyaka Kanu Oso Kahane HaUmos, Sheovim Alze Avodah Zarah Beshituf. So first it was made as a house, and then it was made as Ovi avodah zara b'shituf, v'ispalu sham le'elil shalohem, eiza shonim, avolo heviyu sham shum tmunos avodah zara. There were no pictures, and there was no idols. Can you name it? But they worshipped it there. Can you make it into a base medrash l'torah v'l'tfila? Says Rav Ben Yosiyan, mitzad isser hana'a v'ad e'chshash b'zeh. Right, there's no isser hana'a, because once they sold it, they will mevatel it. But, he says, nireksas le'esar. Why? Why do I think so? Because ma bekach shlo hechnisa avodah zara mikol makom hari hispalu elil shalohem. So that they didn't bring anything in, they still worshipped there, and they said, "I'm a kabbal." They accepted whatever gods these were. Ah, you want to tell me Tosfos and Sanhedrin einam misharim al hashituf? But that is mitzidum, mitzidenu. It's defined as an act of avodah zara. And therefore, you should say it's still a problem. So fascinating chiluk. Lo mahani. Shari Yisrael nitztavu. V'yakati l'gabi Yisrael mikri ovdei avodah zarah. Mamash kinirah. And therefore, he says, mitzidam, okay, they're not going to be held accountable. But even if you take Tosfos kipshuto, mitzidenu, if we want to do something based on their actions, so that is going to, we view it as avodah zarah. Because we are mitzuvah in shituf. V'lachein l'chadchiva, v'ada yish l'hachmir. Avol le'esat tzorech. Here it wasn't built for a church anyway. It was built for a Beis Dira, then it was made into a church, so you could go back to its roots. But it sounds like if it was made originally for a church, maybe it would be a problem. That is Kein Yerlani as Daiti. That is the Binyan Tzion. But you do find in various places shuls that were made from churches. I remember I was once in Rochester, New York. What is it? The St. Regis shul, I think it was. That it was a church that was made into a shul. So maybe they rely on the other statement of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe in Tshuva in Simin Memtes, 1952. He has a Tshuva related to this, and he says, maybe if you change the structure a little bit, you could consider it panim chadashos bo'olakan. You consider it as a new status. Just change the walls, change the structure, change how it's, you know, maybe it's not facing Mizrach, right? So maybe you can change where the Aron is. So whatever the case may be, Rav Moshe says, so that is a way to get out of it. Even though he also, Meikra did said, Ein daiti nochem, he said, to pashut shema'us zel mitzvah. He thinks it's disgusting for a mitzvah. He says, if it's already made, you're allowed to daven there, but to buy it, l'chadchila, he wouldn't do, unless you change it, and therefore you would say, panim chadashos. That is a way that maybe in some of these places where they were made into shuls, relying on Rav Moshe, that would be okay. Okay, either way, this comes out from the discussion that the Gemara brings up yesterday in terms of having shutfis with a non-Jew. So now we continue, four lines from the bottom, Tashma. Tashma, we're still trying to prove, is it usur to sell an ubar to a non-Jew? Right? Do we compare that to shvura or not? So Tashma, we have the same brisa that we quoted on Amud Aleph, but now we add on another shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, HaMakabel Behema Min HaOvid Kochavim V'Yalda. If somebody's Makabel Behema, meaning Kablanis, I'm going to work it, I'm going to work, and my schar will be, my wages will be some of the ubaros, some of the fetuses that come out, a portion. V'Yalda, and it had babies, Ma'alan Osa B'Shavyo, V'Nosei Chatzidam of L'Kohen. Right, this is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Shutfis of an Akum is not Mafkia, the Chiyav of Bechor, and therefore, in this case, the half that's owned by a Jew will have to be given to the Kohen. Vahanosein bekabbalah, but if somebody does the opposite, gives their animal bekablonis to a non-Jew, apa bishena rasha, you're not allowed to do that, because it's like selling, so you're not allowed to do that. Kohenzenos aras arbedamav. We force him to get it back. Get the ubar back, even up to the ten times his value. V'nosin called the mavla kohen, give all of that to a kohen. But now we add on the chachamim shita, v'chachamim omrim, kozman, sheyad, ovid, kochavim, be'emsa, petrimina b'chora. If a guy has, what we paskin, if a guy has any hand in the ownership of this animal, period, there's no b'chor. My lav, so now we're medayik, my lav abahema, so what is this issue about? Isn't that which it says we fine him is talking about the animal, the behemoth, the mother. So therefore you see, Rashi says, Alma, second line, Machar sa behemoth lu'ubra. Right, so this is like a case of kablanis. This case of kablanis is like selling the ubar. Because what's the case? I, or the guy, whoever is the kablan, is using and working this animal, and his schar is going to be the ubar. So isn't this our case? So the Gemara, and therefore it says, you are not allowed to do it. Says the Gemara, no, lo a ubar. The case we're talking about is where the animal is already pregnant. The whole shaila is that the animal is not pregnant yet. Right, and gets into the discussion that we'll have a little later in terms of davar shelo bala olam, which we brought up yesterday. But says the Gemara that here it's not related to our issue because the animal was already pregnant when the sale took place. But ubarim sha'asidin lehis aber, maybe that would be mutter. Because lo chpat lanu if the earth is not existent yet. Dekanami, diktani, konsen, osar, sar, bidamav, shvamina. And as a raya, because it says bidamav, and it is masculine, so going on the ubar and not going on the behema. Where? Dekanami da ubar kai, that it's going on the ubar. Midiktani knows it called damav lakoin. Right? The damav, like we said yesterday, if you have behema, coin my vite, what are you giving it to the coin for? We had the same question that we had yesterday. Yesterday we had an answer that we came up with the different ukimta that you gave it to be mefatim. But here the Gemara does not come up with that ukimta. Period. Messiah Reish Lakish, let's say this issue that we fine the person who gives his animal bakablanis to the non-Jew. So, or in general, that there are fines in this regard. So that's right. Reish Lakish, who also says there are fines. Damar Reish Lakish, hamocher behema gasa lo'ovid gochavim. If somebody sells a large animal to a non-Jew, kosen osar asar b'damea. Right? There it says b'damea, because it's going on the behema. So we fine him, because we don't want this to be done. Right? Interesting. Not every act do we, you know, mostly sirei d'rabanan, so we just give you makas maris if somebody violates. Is usually no way back out of the Issa D'Rabbanan. Here, there's a way to get the animal back. That's why here, there's a fine. So, So the Gemara says, that's a right to Reish Lakish. You see, there is a knas.
Are we still talking about
a chamor? Well, I'm sorry?
Are we talking about a chamor?
This is not just, now, no, we're talking in general, Hamagasis.
This is the Shabbos problem.
Right, Shabbos issue, really, we're actually going to yesterday. This is not just the chamor. We got into this based on, it's a larger category of animals you're not allowed to sell. We got, this whole discussion came in because of the line in the Mishnah of Afal Pi She'eino Rashai.
The chamor, you can do
Right, I'm saying if it's petach hamar.
Another animal, you couldn't.
Right, but now we're out of the world of petach hamar, and now we're out of the world of firstborns. We're just talking about the regular case of being mocher behema or being giving a behema b'kablonis, any animal.
But this part was talking about
bechor. That was talking about bechor. That was talking about possibly even bechor behema tahora, the bottom brisa. We'll get to the behema tameo soon on the top of Amma base. Dafko lav dafko. So ask the Gemara. Is 10 times literal? Literally, we're going to make him redeem it up to 10 times his value. So Tashma, we bring a raya from a different halacha. Tamar Bishua ben Levi, Hamocher Avdo la'Ovik Ochavim. If somebody sells his Eved Kenani to an Ovik Ochavim, which is an Isser Asay, which we'll talk about soon, Kohen also had Mea Bedamav, so you fine him up to 100. So you see, it has to be literal, because if one time it says 10 and one time it says 100, if it's all just guzma, then it wouldn't make any differentiation between the numbers. So it must be literal. So Gemara says, no, maybe there's no Raya. Shiny Eved. Maybe by an Eved, there's a reason why we're Kones him so much, and here, it's not, right? Shiny Eved. To call Yoma, the Yoma, Mafkile Mimitzvahs. By an Eved Kanani is Chayv and Mitzvahs like an Isha. Once you sell him to an Ovik Achavim, how many Mitzvahs is he going to do then? Right? He's not going to be involved anymore, and he's Mufka, so therefore, that is the reason that we have such a Kanas. That is version number one. Let's just do one more. We'll continue going and then we'll talk about it. Amrei Shlakish. This is a different version. Let's start off with Reish Lakish's, not a Messiah to Reish Lakish, but we'll start off with a statement, and it's a little different than we had before. Amrei Shlakish, Amocha Behema Gasa Lovikochavim, Kotzen Rosan Mea Bedameha. If somebody tells Behema Gasa, the Knas is 100. 100 to redeem it as much as 100 times its value. Tanan, Vadosan Kabbalah, Vishina Rashai, Kozarazona, Sora Bidameho. The Mishnah says only the Brisa says, the other Brisa says up till 10. So is it 100, is it 10? So the Gemara says there's a difference. One is Kabbalah and one is Mechira. Mechira paskamine. Mechira is much worse because it's totally separated from you, and that's why it's gonna be up to 100. Kablanis lo paskamine. It's a little closer to you. You didn't totally get rid of your animal. You still have connections to it. So therefore, we're going to fine you less.
Isn't Kablanis worth
it? So you might say in one hand it's worse because Lagabi Helka Shabbos. But the whole issue anyway is that people are going to think and take it to other animals. They're going to think, oh, I didn't know that you're allowed to be maskir and you're allowed to be mashil animals. So I don't think it's talking about this specific animal anyway. So in terms of other animals, so that's why it might be worse if it's not yours anymore and it's totally mutter and you won't do anything with it, and that was the original Iker Gzeira, as we saw. So that's the, right on the bottom it said, Iker Mechirahu. So because of that, where everything, he's going to do everything and you're not going to be worried about it, that's going to lead people to not do.
Is it for
that's a good question. For Kablanis, Pashas is us, or because it's still yours. I'm saying, but you're right. But in the Gemara is looking at it from the vantage point of how in terms of what people are going to think. Says the Gemara, Dafka, it could be by Kablanis, you're makbid about it. Also, you might be makbid about it, but still you violated the Gzeira. You're going to be makbid that he's not going to do work with this. But by Mechira, correct. So the non-Jew is not going to work it. It's not going to work in that case because of the Yisr, but Chazal still answered this. So answered this because it's similar to Mechira where he's able to work it. That's probably what you have to answer, but he's not going to work it in this case. Finishing up, Dafka Olam Dafka. So is this also Dafka or not? This Asar B'Dameha. So Tashma, Dam Rabbi Shubin Levi, Amokar Abdullah V'Gachavim, Kotar Asar B'Damav. So you see that by an Eved, it is 10. So therefore it must be literal. Here it's the opposite direction, right? By the Behemagas it's 100. So why is there worse? The Gemara answers, Shiny Eved lo hadarle. No, maybe there's a difference between Eved and Behema. By an Eved, we have a little Rachmanis on the person, delo hadarle, because he's not coming back, meaning the halacha is a mocher avdo yatzal acherus. So he's losing his Eved anyway. So he's losing his Eved, Eved's gonna go free, so we're not conis him so much. Behema, but by Behema, my taima, mishum de kahadrole, but by a Behema, he's gonna come back to the person, that's why we're conis him more, says the Gemara. So why so much though? Nikna say tvechan, maybe 11 times. 100 times? So Gemara says, Ella, a different answer. Why is Eved less? Eved milsa de lo shricha hi, becho milsa de lo shricha la gazer be rabbanan. Rabbanan didn't attack and make major fines when it comes to milsa de los shrichas, and therefore selling behemas are much more common than selling avadim, and that's why eved is much less according to this second version of Reish Lakish. Okay, stop there for a moment. So there is an isser that the Gemara here brings up, and that is the isser based on the pasuk in Parshas Behar, la'olam bahem ta'avodu. Right, the halacha is, we have this back in Maseches Kedushin and elsewhere, the Sefer HaChinuch describes the mitzvah Shin Mem Zayin, Shina'avod be'evet kanani la'olam. Right, we should, if you have an Evet Kanani, what's an Evet Kanani? It's a non-Jew. He started off being a non-Jew. And he's quasi-Jewish. We put him into the mikvah, l'shem Evet Kanani. He wants to be able to work for the Jew, but part of the agreement when he comes to work for the Jew is that he's mekabel mitzvahs, ke'isha. He's mekabel all non-zman grama mitzvahs. That's an Evet Kanani. He still can't marry a Jew, can marry a shifcha kananis, but that is an Evet Kanani. And the halacha is, you're not allowed to send him free. In a regular way. So now he has to work for you, and then at the end, he becomes a Jew. That's the goal. We're tovel him again, and he becomes a Jew. He goes out, if he loses a tooth or an eye, as the pasuk says, la'olam bahem ta'avodu. Says Rabbi Yehuda in Maseches Gittin, kol mashachar abdo over ba'asei, shenem rabem ta'avodu. Eved Kanani Nikra, who is an Eved Kanani? Echad mikol ha'umos, shekano Yisrael la'avdus. Any nation. Aval nisyach zukol avadim b'shem Kanaan, b'bnei shekanaan niskalel, lihiyos Eved, hu v'zaro la'olam. We call anyone who will make it into an Eved, Kanani. Because Kanaan is the one that was niknas by Noach. But really, it's not specifically Kanaanim, because Kanaani Chita is one of the seven nations. So therefore, we wouldn't have an Evet anyway for them. And he goes through all the halachas. Mishar she mitzvah zu, what's the shortest part of this mitzvah of not setting them free? Lefi sha'am Yisrael he mivchar ha'min ha'enoshi v'nivru'u lahakir bar'om v'la'avod lefanav v'ru'iyam lios lahem avadim l'shamesh osam. It's fitting that those who don't serve God in the extreme that we do, help us. This doesn't mean chas v'shalom, we're not subjugating. If you look at Hilchos Avadim of the Rambam, the Eved, there's one pillow in the house, the Eved gets the pillow. The Eved has to eat before. It's servitude, it's not slavery. Servitude. So this is an institution that's created for those who are chayiv in seven mitzvahs to help those who are chayiv in 613 mitzvahs. But there's no advantage taken from them. They're paid, they're given a nice place to live, and they're given the opportunity after this to become fully Jewish. And if the Jewish people wouldn't have people who are chayiv in the seven, I'll call upon him yistarchu l'shtabed ba'acheyem. V'lo yuchlu l'shtadel ba'avodaso baruchu. If there's an Eved who is a full Jew that becomes an Eved, so then he's not going to be able to fulfill, always have the time to possibly do all of his mitzvahs. So it's only appropriate to keep the Eved Kananim so that the Eved, there won't be many Eved Ivris. In other words, that's basically the reason why the Chinuch says, you have a mitzvah lo'elam behem ta'avodu. Continuing, but then he adds, a Gemara that we've spoken about, there are some times where one is allowed to free a slave. If the whole purpose of this institution is l'shem avodas Hashem, so if a situation comes up where we need this Eved Kenani to help us out, so you'll have to free him. That's the Gemara in Brachas Mem Zayin, where Rabbi Elazar was Meshachar Avdo. First, the Chinuch says, "Comes a Kernel of Bracha La'avar al Mitzvah Zu Hitiru B'chol Eish Shebitul Mitzvah Zu Yegorim LeMitzvah Acheres V'Yafila B'Shul Mitzvah Derabanan Imi Mitzvah Derabim Kegosh La'Hayu Asar Beis Knesses." They needed a minion. How could you do this? You're violating an Isser just to get to a mitzvah. Mipnei Sheyisod HaMitzvah Eino Ela Kedei LaHarbos Avodasu Baruchu. Achar b'shechrura, achshav na'aseh mitzvah zu, v'yot shegam hu misrabe begufo b'mitzvah, shlo ha'yachayev kodem ha'shechrur. V'zeh amram, this is what is accepted. Right? This is the Gemara in Brachas, Mem Zayin, that Rabbi Elazar, they were waiting for a tenth man in the shul, b'aseh Rabbi Elazar, shenichas b'aseh knesses, v'lo masa asara, and instead of making phone calls trying to get a tenth man, I guess they couldn't find anybody, v'shechrur avdo. Right, it's unbelievable. This was his Eved for years and years. Imagine what his wife said when he came home. Right? Where's our help? Sorry, I freed him. You freed him for what? Because I needed a minion. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. V'shlima la'asara. This is what the Tanam were interested in. The question is, what mitzvah are we talking about here? That's the big discussion here. Tefillah b'tzibur. That's what level that might be in Eitzah Tova, Mitzvah Derabanan, and that's the famous rush right here. Maybe it was Parsha Zachar. It's the only Daraisa you can think of. Maybe it was Parsha Zachar, and that's why, which is Mashma, that's that rush, that you need a minion for Parsha Zachar. Even for Parsha Zachar, you need a minion. Pashtas, no. But we try to have a minion based on that shita of the rush. Okay, so that is all related to the Olam Mehem Tavodu. Olam Mehem Tavodu. We continue on here. We had the last discussion right before the two dots. Milsa de l'shchicha l'gozer b'rabanan, that we quoted in the name of Rav Shechter in the past. Does this mean that they wouldn't or that they couldn't? Right, wouldn't, that's the pashas, is that the rabbanan are not interested in making zeiros and laws for cases that never come up. L'gozer b'rabanan. But it also could be that Chazal only have the authority to make zeiros for the klal. As a institution of Beis Din, obviously every Beis Din could deal with every specific case. But to make laws, that only is for the tzibur. That's not for the yachid. That is not the authority that they're given with Lo Sasser. Okay, let's continue now. Two dots. The Mishnah's Brisa said on the previous Amud, whenever, this is what we hold, whenever a non-Jew has any bilus, so then it is patur from Bechor. Amar Reb Yoshua, v'shneya mikvadecha darshu, they both darshint, or the box changes it to Reb Yochanan, v'shneya mikvadecha darshu, both the Tanakama and Reb Yehuda, darshin the same pasuk, to teach me whether a little shutfis of an akum is poter. Again, like we said, this is for bechor behema tahora, but it also applies to bechor behema tamea, which is the real topic of our parak. Call bechor, any bechor. Rabbanan savri bechor, mixas bechor mashma. Just the word bechor would mean any part bechor would be chayiv. Kaz rachmana call adiika kule. So if call is being mosif, it must be that you need the entire bilus own. Call bechor. Rabbi Yehuda savar bechor kule bechor mashma. The opposite. Bechor sounds like to him all. Kaz rachmana call dafilo call dehu. Any little bit. That's what the word call means. Number one. What does the word bechor mean? Ibaya seima to kol yam bechor ruba mashma. Or everybody agrees that bechor means you need most bilus. The question is, what's the call then going? Which direction? Mar savar call mashmil limiluye asa. One says the word call is coming to fill up the majority to all, and therefore you need all bylaws owned by a Jew. Umar savar ligiruye asa. I want to say, no, it's making it less. You don't need the majority, you need any amount. So how much does a guy have to own? How much? Amar afuna afilu azno. Even his ear. Why dafka the ear? Maybe we'll talk about it soon. Maskav l'Rav Nachman, v'lema leshkel azna fazil. Why is the ear enough? Let the Kohen say to the guy, take your ear and leave. I'm going to take this bechor. An ear is not davar shahanefesh tlu yabo. So just take off the ear and I'll deal with it. After all, even a bechor balmum belongs to a Kohen. So therefore the Kohen could say, just take off the ear and I'll deal with it. Why is there no kedusha at all if there's any bilus of a guy? So itmar to answer that two days. Itmar Rav Chizda Amar Davar Shoso Sonavela. You're right. It has to be missing something, or the guy has to own something that if it would be missing, it would make the animal a nevela. The Rav Amar Davar Shoso Oso Trefa. Something that would make it into a trefa. What's the difference? An avela, as Rashi says, is with the veshet and the gargaris is in one of the pipes. That's serious. It's an avela, meaning even if you shech, even if you there's no shrita there. It's an avela. Hol v'chiyusa b'dei dovei kochavim chashiv k'man davi kulei dovei kochavim. So something that makes it into a trefa. Rava says something that makes it into an avela, and Rava says something that makes it into a trefa, meaning let's say if it's missing a leg. Right, it's still gonna be okay, but it's just missing the leg. But Mike, what's this machlokas about? Rav Chizda and Rava. Betreifa chaya. The machlokas is, relating to what we had in the previous Masechta, whether treifa is chaya. Does that mean chaya for 12 months? Let's assume that. Laman damar davar shoso so treifa. The one who says that you need something that makes it into a treifa. Ksavar treifa ain't a chaya. learns that treifa is not chai, and that's why making it into a treifa is good enough. According to the first opinion, that you have to, the guy has to own something that would make it into a nevela if it would be missing. But treifa chaya, treifa is not good enough because he holds treifa chaya, and that wouldn't ruin the animal. So really, we have three opinions here. The first opinion is even the ear. That's Rav Huna. That's the most makeable opinion. And then the other two opinions, nevela, treifa. Let's continue. Right, the dollar amount, you own a certain percentage, unless you say that dollar amount could be anywhere of any limb. We'll see what the Rambam's lashon is soon. But if you give him a certain part of the animal, it's got to be a part that's chashuv. Says the Gemara, Amru Rabbanu Kamei de Rav Papa, Hadi Rav Huna, Rav Chisda Rava lo pligi. Really, there's no machlokas between Rav Huna, who says the ear, and Rav Chisda and Rava, who say the more serious parts. Why? Habo, habi'imo. It depends if you're talking about the ubar or the mother. The mother, that's when they say you have to have some serious limb. That's the mother. But the baby, even a tiny little anything, even the ear, that's the bow. That's eino kadosh. That's what the Rav Papa said. That's what they said in front of Rav Papa. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa says, "What's the difference? Maishna bo to be inan called bachar v'leka, imanami be inan called miklachati zachar v'leka. What's the difference?" Ela lo shner. Rav Papa says, "I disagree. I think there is a machlokas here. What difference should it make between mother and child? I think there is a machlokas, and Rav Huna is just more makel. Maskif lo mar baravashi maishna minafalim. Why is it different than a nefel?" An animal, let's say that was a stillborn from a bechar, even though it's not going to live for a month, kachi, it still has kedusha. To amar mar, peter shegar behema. What does that mean? Shegar behema. It lives in the behema. Rashi is 2 days. What does that mean? Shegar behema. It lives, it should still be living there. It came out too early. Right, that's number one. Shegar behema. Or shagar from the word sent out. Lishna Achrina Rashi says, Shagar behema, Mashu behema, Mishageras Mishacheles. The behema shoots it out even though it's not time to come out. Either way, it's an inclusion of Bechor of a Nafel. So if a Nafel has Kedusha, so why should that have Kedusha? And if it's missing just one limb, it's missing an ear, then it doesn't have Kedusha. So the Gemara says there's a difference. Hasam over there in our cases, Kiva, I'm sorry, over there by the Nafel, Kivan Dolo Arivu Behu Chulin, Karina Behu Bebehema Kal Bechor. There's no other bailus that's mafkia. This is a Nafel. So what's wrong with it? It doesn't have chius to it. Okay, it doesn't have chius, but everything about it is Bechor related, is owned by a Jew. There's no hafka'a externally. That's why it's going to have Kedusha. Hacha, but in our case, Kiva da Ariva Bu Chulin, if the guy owns any amount, that's Mafkia. La Karina Bu Kal Bechor. So, ironically, it's worse, even though it has more life than the Nafel, but that's not the only requirement. The requirement is there any external hafka'a that's coming in? If a guy owns anything, it's worse than a Nafel. Period. We discussed at length back in Masechta Shulin, more towards the beginning of the Masechta, Reb Chaim's chiddush that he gave as his bar mitzvah pshetel, the relationship between nevela and shreifa. The Gemara here has them as two separate ideas, and Reb Chaim won't argue with that. The Gemara in various places has the isser of nevela and the isser of shreifa separately. We usually understand it to mean a shreifa means a shechita took place, but there's another problem with the animal. It has a hole in the lung, whatever it may be. Nevela means the animal wasn't shechted properly. The animal died. The animal had an improper shechita. That's how we usually understand it. And treifa is something totally different. Treifa means it had a perfect shechita. But they have a problem of treifa. Reb Chaim proved from a number of Rambams and other halachas that it's not true. Even treifa means that it wasn't a good shechita legabe achila. It's not that it was a perfect shechita, but another problem. But it wasn't a good shechita l'gabi achila. That's why the halacha is that treifa and nevela could be mitzarif to each other. All the rayas are summarized. If you want to look in the Rishimu Shiurim, the Rav Sefer on the first volume of Shvuos and Nedarim, on Daf Chav Dalet and Shvuos. So, one of the first rayas that he brings is that they're mitzarif to each other. Even though the Mishnayos at the end of Seder Zeroyim talk about what's mitzarif, is this mitzarif, is that mitzarif, the Mishnayos and Chala talk about it in Arla, but he says they're mitzarif to each other. The other raya is that the Briska Rav brought, I think, to his father's Chiddush, and that is the case of Ben Pakua. If the mother, or the fourth parak discussion, if you shech the mother animal, who is a trefa, and then there's a baby inside, so usually if the mother's kosher, then the baby's kosher. What if the mother was a trefa? So the halacha is, it doesn't work for the baby. The answer is, why not? It was a perfect shechita, only the mother's trefa, not the baby. Why shouldn't shechita strafe of the mother work for the baby? Unless you say there's a chisaron in the trefa itself. If you say that shechita is perfect, but there's an external problem, you should say the shechita works for the baby, because there was a good shechita here. It must be, says the Briska Rav, that even trefa is a chisaron in the shechita. It's not a shechita lagabe heter achila, and that's why, once it's not a full shechita, you could say it doesn't work for the baby. The whole chiddush of Ben Pakua is when you have a perfect shechita on the mother. Or the Rambam quotes, the Rav Chaim quoted another raya. The Rambam's halacha of shechitas akum. What happens by shechitas akum? The Rambam says that it's mitame nevela midirabanan. If a goy shechs an animal, it's mitame nevela midirabanan. Where does he get that from? Im tomar halahu asura bachila, it's asura bachila. So, what do you mean? So, shouldn't everything that's asura bachila be mitame? So says the Rambam, no. Sometimes you find something that's asura bachila that's not mitame, like trefa. In other words, the Rambam compares Shechitas Akum to Trefa. What's the connection? Shechitas Akum is not a Maisa Achila. It's not a Maisa Shechita. A Goy did it. A Trefa is a perfect Shechita with another problem. No, it must be that even Trefa has a problem with the Shechita because of that comparison to Shechitas Akum. Again, there are other eyes as well, but we'll leave it at that. But Ashram Chaim, it's page Samach and Samach Aleph here in Rishimo Shiurim. Quotes all of these rhymes. Okay, but we continue now. Again, Pashas, though, he would agree that there's it's dealt with differently in the Gemara. Right, for second to last line, Rabbi Elazar one time didn't come to shir. He was interested in what they said in shir, even though he missed the day. What happened in shir today? What did you discuss? Rabbi Yochanan said any little mum would be good enough for a non-Jew to own. Any little mum. What we have a halacha. The Mishnah says later on, in all the mumin cases, right? That was later on in the Masechta. If you have an animal that gave birth to an animal that doesn't look like it. So the halacha is petura min habachora. That's a mum. Right? It's pater from bachora. V'im yesh bo miksa siman. But if it looks a little bit like the mother, in some ways, chayiv, then it's chayiv in bachora. You have to give it to the kohen, but mum kavua hu lishchot alav. But it's not perfect enough that you could give it as a carbon. So it's enough. If it looks a little bit like the mother, you have to give it to the Kohen. But the Kohen doesn't shecht it. The Kohen doesn't shecht it as a carbon. Is it makrib as a carbon? But the Kohen keeps it for himself. It's the middle status. So the Gemara says, Bishlama mum kal. So fine, according to this, if you say mum kal kamashvalan kidraf hunolaf who gave me the Rav Chisda Barava. So, relating to the mum kal, like Rabbi Yochanan says, what's his chiddush? He's saying Rav Huna's right. When he's saying Rav Huna's right, meaning even like the ear, not like Rav and Rav Chisda. Ela mum kavua, my kamashmalan. But what's the chiddush of its, that it's mum kavua? Kiva de ishtene havile muma. What? What's the chiddush of this Mishnah? That since it changed, it looks different, it's a mum? Tanina, we know that. We know if something looks differently, it's not going to be a carbon. Upiv domel kishel chazir harizim mum. The Mishnah is later on. If you have an animal whose mouth looks like a pig's mouth, that's a mum. So what's the chiddush? V'chitema hasam nishtana b'davar she'ein b'mino kadosh. B'bechora, hakan nishtana b'davar she'ein b'mino kadosh b'bechora. Maybe that case is different because it changed to look like a pig. That's why there's okudushas b'char. But here, it changed to look like an Ezer or a Rachel. Therefore, there would be Kedushas Bechor. Hanami Tanina, we also learned that also in that Mishnah. Eino achas gedola ve'achas katana. If an animal has one big eye and one small eye, v'tana gedola gedola kishel egel v'katana katana kishel avas. If his eye is as big as a cow's eye or as small as a goose's eye. So that's a mum. So, bish l'mal katana kishel avaz ein b'mino kodesh b'bechora. Fine, katana kishel avaz, so that a goose doesn't have kedushas bechor. Ela gadol kishel egel yesh b'mino kodesh b'bechora. So, but if it's as big as an egel, so that wouldn't be teaching me anything new. Because you already know that from the first part that talks about looking like a pig. Elolat, so what must that line be teaching me? Mishim da'amrinan, kivan de'ishtini havele muma. Because once it changes, so then it is a mum. So again, we're back to the question, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan said on top, even a mum kal is going to be pater from Bechora. We already know that. Whether it changed to a mum that is Mino Kadosh, whether it changed to a mum that's not a Mino Kadosh. Those are the two parts of the Mishnah that we just darshened. So we said it's not hukrav. It's a mum kavu and therefore it's mamono shel kohen. Pater from its what's from being makrovit. Pater from being makrovit. It's mamono shel bachar. Mum kavua belongs to the kohen. So the Gemara answers, meaning it doesn't have kedushas bachar in terms of the.
But obviously, if it has a mum, then it can't be makrovit.
Well, it's thought about the different types of mumin. And what is the, and relating it to the other halacha that we're relating to Rabbi Yochanan is what the guy has to own. That's what he's relating it to. So what's the chiddush of Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara answers, lo, mishum dehavile sarua. That case over there in the Mishnah, he's not telling you that every time there's a mum, it's gonna be pater and it's gonna lose the kedusha. There it's a specific problem. It's sarua, which means there's a lack of, it's uneven proportions. That's why it's a problem there. It's a specific type of mum. Big and small. That's the problem. That's its sarua. And now Hanami Mistavra, again, there's more to talk about, but let's just finish this first. Hanami Mistavra, it makes sense that that's what the Mishnah is talking about, a case of sarua. It's not, because the Mishnah says later on, mumin elu bein kavu and bein over in poslin. These mumin that possible by an animal, the Mishnah says also possible by a person. Yeser alehen, adam, and, but, beyond the ones that possible by an animal, adam enav shtehen gedolos shtehen ktanos. By a person, even if both his eyes are parallel, but they're both big and they're both small. So the Gemara says, why is there a difference? Why by animals that would be okay, and by people that would be a mum? Gabi adam hu dechsiv ish ish mizera aharon to be eaten on ish shaveh bizarro shel aharon. By a person, you have to look like Aaron HaKohen. And if your eyes are too big or too small, you don't look like Aaron HaKohen. Aval behema, shtein gedola, shtein ktanos, nami lo havi muma. But by an animal, if they're both the same size, it's not a mum. But achas gedola, achas katana, mai taima. So why by one and one are they problematic? Imishum shino, yafilu shtein gedola, shtein ktanos. If it's just because it's unusual, even if they're both the same size, both big, both small. Elola mishum davili sarua. So you see, that's the issue the Mishnah is talking about there. It must be sarua. It must be the disproportion that is the problem, not specifically any change. So the Mishnah is talking about a disproportion. That's what the problem. Rabbi Yochanan is coming to tell me a separate issue, that even if it's not an issue of disproportionate limbs, still it's going to be a mum. And that item also, if it's owned by a non-Jew, is also going to be good enough. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is being mechadish. So the Gemara says, maybe it's not a raya. You can knock out this Hachanami Mistavra. This is the last step, and then we'll talk. Lo, la'olam eima l'chamishum shinui. Maybe it's because of shinui. The Bach takes out the next word. Havi muma. It's because of shinui. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan would be extra. If it's unusual, so why shouldn't, by an animal, too big or too small also be a problem? So the Gemara said, no. Hasam imachmas bir yusa yisera travaya boy lemivra. Imachmas kechishusa yisera travaya boy lemichish. If there's something unusual about this animal, if he's extra robust or extra lean, they both should be big, they both should be small. So the fact that there's only one and one, so that's a real mum. If they're both the same, we assume by the animal, that's not a mum. It's just a very robust or a very lean type of animal. Period. L'maisa, what comes out of this Gemara? The Shulchan Aruch says that we sell a certain part of an animal. Shulchan Aruch, this is Shinchaf. Shinchaf Yerodea. We sell different parts of the animal to the non-Jew. We'll see Tosfos in a second, but just call you the Lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Bechoro, it's Dawud Aleph, Behema Shutfin Chayavis Bebechora. If you have a partnership with a Jew, you have to give your Chayav in Bechora. Lo nomar Bekar Chavitz on Cha Elamayit Shutfis Agoy. Im Shim Haya Shutaf Bepara O Beubar, Afilo Haya Lagoy, Echad Me Elef, Beim O Bevlad. That's all he says. Hareza Patumana Bechora. 1,000th. He's Potter. Hayalo be'echad mishnehem. if he has in one of them Eiver Echad, Kigon Yad O Regel, Rowin, Kol She'ilu Yechatech Yihye Balmum, Hareze Pater. Ve'im Efshar She'yechatech Eiver Agoy V'lo Yipasel, Hareze Chayev Bibichora. So the Rambam says, if you want to just give him a percentage, that's it. That takes care of everything. If you give him a limb, it's got to be a certain type of limb. But you hear the Rambam has a different definition than our Gemara has. Our Gemara is the Nevela Trefa. The Rambam says Balmum. If you take it, Balmum is an Nevela Trefa. If we would take it off, it would be a Balmum. That would be good enough. That's what all the Akronim discuss. Who is he holding like? Is he holding like Rabbi Yochanan? Does Mum Kal mean Balmum? Pashas, I mean, that might be where the Rambam is getting it from. That's what the Lecha Mishnah discusses. Where does he get it from? That is the Shita of the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Shin Chaf, in Yaradeya, that, and again, we'll see Tosfos, why are we allowed to do this? Probably get to it tomorrow. But Shin Chaf right here, V'zman hazeh, mitzvah l'shatef im ovi kochavim kodem she'isil avir ha'olam, k'tei l'pacho mi'a b'chora. Avokiv shema mafkia kudushaso. We'll get to the appropriateness of that tomorrow, because that's what the Gemara talks about. I'm sorry, I read the earlier piece. Shutfis ovi kochavim poter. Shema ovi kochavim shutef papara o be'uber afilo ha'ilagoy echad me'elef. He quotes the Rambam's Lashon, so then it is okay. Ha'ilo be'echad mishneim eiver echad. Right, Jimmy Chadiv Balmum, because the Rambam's Lashon. The Shachir says, Lechadchila, try to go like the other Tanoim. Lechadchila, try to give him a part of the limb that is life supporting. That is what the Bach says. Klomer Dafka Siv Gimel. Let me just find the line. If not, I'll just, Right, Miu Hatosis Parakbasu Davaris Kochavim Kasu Shitzorak Lahaknos Lovi Kochavim Davarsh Achi is Tolibo. Vikakazavagos Mordechai Vish Lahakmer Lachadchila. Right, Tolagos Davarsh Osen Velo Trefa. So Lachadchila Shulchan Aruch is Maker, like the Rambam, the Shach quotes other Rishonim that maybe one should try to be Machbid to give him a part of the animal Shanashama Tulibo, and that's the Minhug of what we do. The Minhug of what we do is we give him one of the pipes. The windpipe, the food pipe, one of the pipes is what we're makne to the goy before the baby is born. The Chazon Ish, just end with this, and then we'll talk more about the Tosfos Davar Shabalom tomorrow. The Chazon Ish writes in Bechoros that all of this discussion about Mumin is by Bechor Behema Tahora, even though by Bechor Behema Temeya, by a Chamor, Mum doesn't make any kind of difference, the same rules would apply for Hafka of the Chiyuv though. Even though, again, there's no Kedusha by the Petah Chamor, but says the Chazon Ish in Bechoros, the beginning of Maseches Bechoros, the same rules would apply for Hafka. That's why the Gemara is comparing it in all these Gemaras. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Hashem will continue tomorrow. This big Tosfos, this is a very important Tosfos, about why we're allowed to do what we do, because there's a story coming up right now where somebody was Mafkia and Chazal, and seems like Hakadosh Baruch Hu was very upset at him. What's the difference between what Rav Mari did, all those animals died, versus what we do? Why is it okay what we do today and not what he did in that case? Okay, we'll stop here.